punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Our current weather is 83 degrees. If there's any wind out there, it's out of the southeast, 3 to 5 miles an hour. It's clear. This week's Penny News came out today. On the front page of it is a big old ad. I'm going to show you right here on Facebook if I can get that camera right there. It's about the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival in Sayre, Oklahoma this weekend. Starts Saturday morning. It just so happens that I have a couple people in the studio with me to talk about that today. Nelda Tucker and Joe Merrick will be talking about this weekend's activities. I'll be there. I'll be driving the KECO Humvee in the parade. And I also will have a vegetable stand at the park after the parade. So you guys bring plenty of cash and bags, and I'll fill them up with some fresh vegetables. Also, today is the day we text in for the vegetable stands. If you guys have any this weekend, if you want to, text in the time and the place where your vegetable stand's going to be at, whether it's Weatherford, Clinton, Cheyenne, Elk City, Sarah, doesn't matter. Text in to the KECO Ag Text line at 580-225-9697. Yesterday's show with Brett Metter, GM of North Fork Electric, was a big hit with everybody. A lot of great information was gave out on that. One gentleman this morning told me he was glad he was listening because he had been thinking about putting a solar power system on his house. He canceled that project when he heard that 80% of the electricity we're already using, if you're on North Fork Electric, was wind and solar. So let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival coming up in Sayre this weekend. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hi, I'm Randy Renner on First Oklahoma Ag. Well, the fight over E15 use is certainly going to be continuing, maybe for quite a while, after a controversial court ruling. There's very little room now, it appears, for any kind of legislative fix to a D.C. federal court ruling that would end summertime use of E15 gasoline, if not reversed on appeal. Longtime ethanol backer and senior Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley suggests an Environmental Protection Agency appeal of the ruling against summertime E15 is the more likely path to a reversal.
I hope it is appealed, and I hope we win that appeal. Congressional action is very chancy, so I'm relying upon EPA and court decision to overcome it.
Grassley says if there is a legislative path, he'll be on board, but fierce oil industry opposition and a time-consuming floor fight make it unlikely legislative leaders will take that path.
They just don't have time to spend on a piece of legislation like this that's got more of a narrow interest, a broad interest among farmers and the ethanol industry and the energy generally, and it ought to have among environmentalists. But compared to the infrastructure bill, it doesn't hold a candle.
Grassley agrees with ethanol industry groups the D.C. federal court ruling won't likely take effect anytime this summer, leaving several months to find a court or legislative fix before the 2022 driving season begins. This is First Oklahoma Ag.
There are a lot of kids in this country who didn't have a parent at their baseball games or recitals because their parents were serving in faraway places. But now their parents are coming home from battle. Some with wounds you can see, and some with wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Every day, Wounded Warrior Project assists wounded warriors and their families with the Warriors to Work program, a program that helps warriors translate their military experience to civilian job experience and they help employers find the right warrior for the right job.
My mom used to be a tank programmer. Now she works with computers. I'm really glad she's home because I can't eat my dad's marshmallow macaroni anymore.
I was 2 when my dad went away to war. He was there for 3 of my birthdays. Now he's home and he's a logistics specialist.
If you're looking for proven professionals, contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
For the second month in a row, the Ag Economy Barometer declined sharply. Released this week, the most recent survey fell to 137. That's 21 points below a month ago and the weakest estimate reading since July of last year. Producers in June were less optimistic about both current conditions on their farming operations as well as their expectations for the future. Weakening perceptions of current conditions on their farms was the biggest driver of the barometer's decline, as the index of current conditions dropped 29 points to 149, the lowest reading since September of 2020. Producers were also less optimistic about the future, as the index of future expectations dropped 17 points to 132, the lowest future expectations index reading since July of last year. This is First Oklahoma Ag.
Have you ever experienced a wish come true? For a child battling a critical illness, a wish come true can be a turning point. One song, one dance, one game, one adventure, one moment changes everything. Make-A-Wish needs your support to grant the wish of every eligible child. Visit wish.org now to help grant more life-changing wishes. Together, we can transform lives, one wish at a time.
That's Check Ag News. Have a great day. Greg Merrick, First Oklahoma Ag.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Yeah, play some good music. Hey, we're back, and in the studio today, I have Nelda Tucker and Joe Merrick. And by the way, I only have one camera for one guest, so Joe's not on the feed if you're watching Facebook Live. Joe, bend over and wave at everybody. There he is. Anyway, he was kind of cussing me a while ago. He said, I thought we were going to be on the radio. So we're on the radio, but we're Facebook Live. And then he started harassing me about, well, if they're driving down the road, they don't want to be watching this on Facebook. So we cut the conversation off. So welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank Jimmy. You. Thanks for having us.
Excited to be here.
There's a lot going on.
A lot.
There's a lot going on this weekend, and I can't see one bit of it. It's not going to be fun. But how did this come about?
Well, the weekend of alumni, Sherry Dameron was visiting with Tommy and I and said that this was kind of in the planning stage. And would we be interested in helping? And I think Joe was kind of approached the same way.
I think so, yeah.
And so it just kind of came together, Kay Allen's idea, and it grew and bloomed. And
yeah, it has.
We've been working on it since March.
And you have. And I can back them up because during Kiwanis meetings over there, you guys had a room full in there every Wednesday.
Yes, we did.
And you had a room full. What's it about?
We want to honor the farmers and ranchers of Western Oklahoma. Ag is such an integral part of our lives and has been integral part of Oklahoma, and we're the number one industry in Oklahoma, and we just need to take a minute to appreciate everything that goes into that and putting food on the table. And people are so far removed from where their food comes from today,
right,
that we need to bring attention to and honor our farmers and our ranchers in the area.
It started back in the day. Joe, it's Western Oklahoma goes back a long ways.
It sure does.
Because I know my grandparents come here in the land run.
Uh-huh.
And it was tough.
Yeah, it was.
I'm glad they did it. but I wouldn't want to do it.
I wouldn't have been tough enough either.
Yeah, and it's it was a tough world, and you know, during the Dust Bowls, I was an accident in my family. I'm the baby of 10, and there was a my mom was telling stories about my four older brothers and sisters that was born during the Dust Bowl. And the two of them that were babies, they had in crates at night.
Right.
And they put cheesecloth over.
Oh, yeah. Mom talked about that, too.
Yeah. And then my other brother and sister was in the bed covered with sheets. And she said her and my dad would go in there and pick the sheet up and go outside and dump the dirt off of it.
Man.
So, and this is what you guys are doing.
Yes. Just... You know, they have suffered so, and, you know, the Dust Bowl days, World War II, the drought of the 50s, you know, they've persevered, they've come through, and still are here and are still doing it. And my guys get up every morning and want to be farmers, and they go to the field, and they're doing what they love, and that just needs to be told to everybody.
It's in their blood. It's in my blood.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't realize, Joe, there was a lot of kids back in the Dust Bowl days that didn't live.
Yeah, that story you were telling there, as before we came on the air, we were all talking about, those are the ones that, you know, that made it. I'm sure there are a lot of them that had the little dust pneumonia that they talk about that the babies used to have. And if you ever go and look in any of the cemeteries around the country, you see lots of little babies that didn't make it very far. So
yeah, I've seen them down at Willow in the cemetery, because that's where my grandpa is born. And I remember there's a lot of two months old, a few days old.
When we first started talking about what we were going to commemorate or what we were going to celebrate with this festival, we kind of had the idea for the festival before we had some of the ideas of what we wanted to highlight and talked about what we were known for. And fortunately or unfortunately, we're known for the Dust Bowl out here in the western part of the state. And some of the people in the meeting were talking about that being more of a downer than something to be proud of. But I think we all decided that what we were proud of was that everybody stayed hooked and persevered and worked through it. And the families that stayed have that history to talk about. And so that's what we decided to celebrate.
If you're just joining us, this is Today in Ag. I'm Jimmy Clark. We're on 96.5 KECO. I have Nelda Tucker and Joe Merrick in here. And we're talking about the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival going on at Sarah this weekend. And we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot. This is, you see that? There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. And like I said earlier, there doesn't look like there's anything that's not fun. What are we starting out with Saturday?
Well, first of all, we have the parade at 10 o'clock. And it'll be on Main Street. We have about 30 different floats. We have 20-some families represented, I believe. And these are our farm families, ranch families that are going to have family floats to commemorate their heritage and their families. And we also have some large equipment that will be in the parade to show the difference in the equipment today. And we just ask people not to park on the south side of Main Street because the equipment is so large. And also, we will not be throwing candy or anything from the floats because we don't want the kiddos to get under the equipment.
Yeah.
The people that are driving it cannot see around the equipment, and so we just don't want to risk any
Bandy Silk, is he going to have a spray rig in there, I heard? Is he going to have the booms out?
I don't know. He may. He may be spraying. That may be the treat. He may be spraying.
Candy flavored.
Yes, there we go. There we go.
Is there any special thing going to be in that parade? Any float? Somebody showed me the other day where one of the guys is going to have a trailer full of old antique toys.
I think so, and I really don't know for sure what all Sherry and them have got lined up, but it sounds exciting, and my family will be represented, and so and Joe's family. So I think the floats are going to go on out to the park, and
to
so
the, park.
The floats will be at the park so that people can visit with them and see the different things that are on the floats.
Oh, great.
Also we'll be out there, and then so we'll all go to the park, and our activities out there will start at noon out at the park, and we're going to have just a whole park full of activities for them, and want to emphasize it, that it's free. There's no charge to get into the park.
My vegetables aren't.
I know. Some of the vendors are not, and the food is not. But there's no charge to get into the park. There's free swimming, free miniature golf. We've got horseshoe going on. My educational part, the live and learn part. We're going to have all kinds of old games and activities to do. Joe's going to do live music.
Before we get into the live music with Joe, let's take a short break, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up talking about some of the other activities. Right. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Good day. Calvin Wright Beef Industry News, and coming up, some ranchers in drought-stricken areas buying hay to hold herds. More
in
a moment.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the Ford F-Series for everyone. America's best-selling trucks for 44 years straight. Because the trucks of the future are built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer to take advantage of great offers available now on Ford F-150, Ranger, and Super Duty. Choose from low finance and big cash rebates. See your best in Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. At Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. At Stillwater Milling Company, they take pride in the A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see the fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma. They want you on their list, whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows. There's A&M feeds that are right for you. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you.
Among the states hit hard by drought, South Dakota. That's where Governor Kristi Noem recently signed an executive order declaring a state of emergency there for drought. And it also allows ditch mowing in some parts of South Dakota to help provide hay to ranchers. Now, Governor Noem grew up on a family ranch, and in a press release from her office, she said that increased flexibility will allow producers to gain access to hay for their livestock. With a mild winter and early spring, most of the pheasant hatch has already occurred. They don't really expect the mowing to affect pheasant numbers there. All this is happening as thousands of acres of Conservation Reserve Program continue to open, allowing haying and grazing to help offset forage losses in drought areas.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All I can say is I'm glad that I had nice people in the studio with me today, since I left their mics live on there for a second. current temperature is 84 degrees. Wind is out of the southeast, very light. Before we go on with the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival with Nelda and Joe's in here, you can listen to this show a lot of different ways. First way is 96.5 KECO. Another way is you can download the Paragon Communications app on your phone, and you can listen to it on there, or you can even, if you want to listen to it later, I put everything in an archive on there. It's real easy to do. Just go to live shows, tap on Today in Ag, and it'll go to the list of the shows we've had so far since we started this show. And another way is to Facebook. We're doing Facebook Live. You can go back to it anytime you want and do that. Joe, I seen your name on here in the live music sector.
Yeah, that sounds risky, doesn't it?
Yeah. Are you going to be playing hip-hop or what?
Well, it's a... probably totally inappropriate. I don't know. It's original songs that I've written about living out here and the things that go along with it. So, but
there's four bands all together. Even Money will be there.
Right.
Then you guys, and you're playing for what, 2 hours at a time?
Yeah,
somewhere in there.
Yeah, it'll be kind of happening during the time that I'm helping in the arena too. So, my buddies, Even Money, they'll play for an hour and a half or so, and then I'll come on after them and play for a couple hours, and then we'll have, I think, one more of the Talking Tones or something or after that.
And I
don't know them, but I understand they're going to play some 30s-era music. So
oh,
that'll
great.
Be kind of fun
kind
to
of
do
what you're celebrating.
Fit along with what we're doing. And then And then we'll have, about that time after that, we'll have the Dust Bowl Derby, which we'll talk about in a minute or whenever you're ready. It's the race from the arena. And then we have a little break and start back with the evening program after that.
Slim Pickens Band.
Slim Pickens, they're going to play for the dance. And between those two musical parts of the day, we'll have Kay and Monty Tucker are going to have the stage, and they'll be doing some recognition and
that stuff that I seen yesterday.
Right, yeah,
that's really cool stuff.
Yeah,
right. That shows a lot of families,
sure,
and
right,
different heritages and stuff. But so what about this rodeo we got going on here? Wild steer racing, mutton busting, and farm and ranch ribbon roping.
We were trying to come up with something that I don't think we're unique in this aspect, but cattle and farming have always been intertwined, but nowadays more than ever, it's about half motorized and half horseback. So,
right.
So we're going to have a rodeo that depicts that in certain areas. And for instance, the ribbon roping, we'll have a guy horseback on one side of the roping box, and he'll come out and catch the calf, and a guy on a four wheeler will chase him down the arena. And when he gets him caught, he'll jump off the four wheeler and get the ribbon off the calf and take the rope off, and then get back on his four wheeler and run back across the timeline for their time.
Sounds like some bruises.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun watching it, I promise you.
Have we got an ambulance out there?
Yeah, well, we've got a girl with a bag. That's all we need.
Yeah, because one thing about it, real cowboys are tough.
We were laughing about that yesterday, about putting some signs around it that says not responsible and all that stuff. And one of them was supposed to say, if in case of an injury, walk it off.
Well, you're listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KCO. I'm Jimmy Clark, and Nelda Tucker and Joe Merrick are in the studio with us, and we're talking about the Dust Bowl Dust Bowl Days Farming Festival. Nelda, I'm looking at foods, and I'm seeing a calf fry.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in.
The Sarah High School FFA is going to have a calf fry in the evening. It starts from 4 to 7, and then we've got some food vendors. Meathead Ed's Barbecue and Slife Snack Shack and Snow Cones. So there'll be plenty to eat. And
nobody should need to leave the park.
Nobody needs to leave the park. Good. And we've got drinks of all kinds, and even got root beer. You know, sarsaparilla was an important drink back in the 30s.
Well, you got the community booths, Western Equipment, Swazoo, North Fork Electric, my favorite electric co-op.
There you go. There you go.
OSU Extension, Wichita Battle Center, Canucks and Irrigation. You got it going on with the booths.
Just representatives of the ag equipment and this kind of thing. So we're tickled to have them.
Yeah, because, you know, you take, like, irrigation, for example.
Yeah.
There wasn't no irrigation back in the Dust Bowl days.
No.
And today there's over 200 pivots in this county.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's totally amazing. Yes. Vendors, are you going to get on the mechanical bull?
Well, the mechanical bull's a little bit iffy. It sounded like at the meeting yesterday that guy was going to try to make it, but he'd had some trouble with his equipment. So if he comes, then the answer is no, I'm still not going to get on it.
Okay. Well, that's if we want it running right, if he does come, because I've been on a few of them, and my rodeo days was pretty short.
Yeah.
A junior rodeo back in the 70s.
Right.
I was at Watonga. Yeah. My brother-in-law conned me into doing this rodeo. And it was a green bull, and I landed flat on my butt, and it hurt.
And that cowboys bull, don't cry.
I know, and I didn't cry because there was a lot of cowboys looking at me, and I did one more, and I said, yeah, this ain't me.
It's not much fun, is it?
It ain't fun. Farm photography. That looks fun.
They're going to have era costumes, and you can have like an old-timey picture made, and that gun. So they're going to be able to take photographs there.
Well, what about, Joe, what about this Salt Fork Craftsman Blacksmith's demo?
I guess Monty Carlson got those guys gathered up, and I'm sure it's one of those fire blacksmiths that beat on their shoes in the forge and show us how they used to do it in the old days, and some still do. But I'm anxious to see that, too. I bet that'll be good watching.
They're the ones that have a lot of events out here at the park.
Oh, okay.
Or at the museum.
At the Oak Town Museum. Mm-hmm. Great. That, There's, I mean, Nelda, what else do you, I mean, there's a lot
Let Joe tell you about this Dust Bowl Derby. This is going to be fun. All
right. Yeah, the Dust Bowl Derby is supposed to basically commemorate the old jalopies where they pile all the family belongings on them and head for California or whatever. Well, these days, instead, we have Polaris Rangers. You know? Yeah. So everybody's going to, each team's going to have one of those and two outriders that are horseback. And before they start the event, they blow the whistle, and they have to load a mattress and a rocking chair and maybe a goat or something. We don't know for sure yet.
Oh, I feel a surprise.
And then make a circle in the arena, and then they're going to go out of the arena and across the road onto Ronnie Martin's place and go north up there. We were going to cross the river and come back, but it never has gone down like it normally would.
No, you're
this
not
time
crossing
yet.
The river.
So we'll make a big circle out there in the pasture and then come back into the arena for the finish. But
is it a time to be in, or if you just get back with your goat?
Yeah, if you get back and have all your equipment, then you're the first one across the line, and it doesn't really matter what you did to the guy besides you when you came through the gate.
I gotta see.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch.
It'll be fun, and but they Nelda, what else we want? What else are we missing here?
I think we've got it covered. Just
Sunday.
Sunday is going to be we're going to have Sunday singing and dinner on the ground like they used to have a long time ago when all the churches and the people would come to the church to visit. That was their social event of the week, and they brought their lunches, and they all sat, and we had Sunday singing and sang old gospel songs. And so we're inviting everybody to come back Sunday and bring a lunch, bring their own lunch, and spread it on the ground, have a picnic, and we'll have Alan Hedrick and the Minstrel Alliance is helping us with that, and we'll just have community singing going on Sunday.
All I can say is, everybody, you need to come over to Sayre this weekend, whether it's Saturday or Sunday or Saturday night, and come to this, because it's supposed to be warm, but there's lots of shade.
Lots of shade.
Sayre Park is in the best shape I've ever
seen.
It's
beautiful.
And the golf course is right there, and they're going to open up the west side of their building that's air conditioning, and you guys can come in there and cool off if you want to, and buy a beverage from the store. They got snacks in there, but you know, there's no reason for you not to come out this weekend. And there's going to be lots of vendors on the list here, and
we want to be sure and thank the Sayre Chamber of Commerce for backing us up and letting us do this.
A great job.
Yes, they have.
Kay Allen's worked hard to get this put together, and Sherry Dameron, lots of them have worked hard to make it happen.
And the city guys have helped us a lot. County guys have helped us a lot.
They were out there mowing early this morning, even with the grass wet. They were getting her in shape. So, well, Nelda, Tucker, and Joe Merrick, thank you for stopping by and playing in my red room.
thanks
for having, and good luck this weekend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us. Everybody come out.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Beef Breakeven, your daily look at the cattle industry. Brought to you by Blue and Gold Sausage, serving Oklahoma's fundraising needs for 50 years.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that. That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Good day, folks. I'm Calvin Wright with Beef Breakeven. Well, there's a new burger on the block made from 100% real beef, but no cows were slaughtered in the making. ID Tech X. Says new technologies and cultured meat are offering a potential solution for burger lovers who want something different. Cultured meat involves directly culturing the same or very similar animal cells that make up conventional meat, and it's theoretically possible to create meat products completely indistinguishable from conventional meat without the need for animals actually going to slaughter. The company says since the world's first cultured burger was produced back in 2013, the industry has grown at a pretty rapid pace. Startups around the globe competing to be the first company to commercialize a cultured meat product. In December of 2020, the industry received a pretty major boost when Singapore became the first region in the world to grant regulatory approval for commercial sale of a cultured meat product. It's a hybrid product made from plant protein and cultured chicken cells produced by the company Eat Just. Now, many in the industry are hoping that this could be the first in many approvals over the next few years, helping cultured meat transition from prototype stage on to consumer products. Meat alternatives are certainly nothing new. Tofu has been around for over 1,000 years, and veggie burgers have been on supermarket shelves now for decades. However, they've typically only really appealed to vegans and vegetarians. That's a niche market, perhaps prepared to compromise on how meat-like the product is and for their own ethical.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Yep, we're back. Again, the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival over at Sarah this weekend. You guys need to get out and go watch the parade, go to the park. There's a lot of stuff. Just supporting and thanking people that stayed here back in the day and toughing it out and making Western Oklahoma what it is today. Well, Senator Jim Inhofe recently released the list of priority Oklahoma projects he plans to support in Congress. Most of them were on the Arkansas River in eastern Oklahoma. Some of the projects were deepening the channel to handle bigger barges and improve levees. Hopefully it gets passed. Why, you ask? Because our area depends out here a lot on that river, believe it or not. Most fertilizer companies out here receive their products, the fertilizer, from Port Catoosa. Lots of wheat, rye, and cotton get shipped from there and go to the Gulf Coast to go overseas. That's why it's important. But at the bottom of this article, I found a project that pertains solely to our listening area. The W.C. Austin Project, Lugard Altus Irrigation District. This project was originally authorized in 1938 under the Rivers and Harbor Act. Looks like this $5 million that they're proposing to use will be to more modernize that irrigation system down there, the district down there. The irrigation district has 218 miles of lateral distribution and 26 miles of drains. That's a big irrigation district down there. It supplies water to 48,000 acres of cotton. The North Fork of the Red River is the main supply of the water to the lake. It starts out in Texas and stops at the Red River north of Vernon, Texas. The North Fork of the Red River is 271 miles long. And last time, if I remember the number right, I think it's 2,400 and something square miles along the North Fork of the Red River that actually drains into that river that drains into Lugard. So that's going to be a great project, and it'll be great for the economy down in the Altus area. So yesterday on the show, Bandy Silk called Brent to cause some trouble while we were doing the show. Well, Brent answered him when we was taking a break. And people like him's the reason I don't take phone calls in on this show. But I overheard him tell Brent that he was out spraying. Well, in the YouTube video out there, there's a video called Neighbors. And it's not the most, it doesn't have the best language in it, but it's this guy where he's making fun of farmers talking at the coffee shop or what they're doing, when are you going to do it, all this stuff. In a video, if one guy sprays, everybody sprays, whether they need to or not. So when I overheard that, I decided I needed to go spray some of my sorghum ground so I could plant it today. For what? I don't know what I sprayed it for, but I know one thing that come out of it spraying yesterday. I ran over a bunch of Dane grasshoppers. Speaking of those, that myth about lots of rain makes grasshoppers sick and they die, it's fake news. Looks like to me that they're bigger now and there's more of them. And mosquitoes are terrible. But they Elk City Livestock Auction will be tomorrow, so get your cattle in there. Prices are looking really good right now compared to what they have been earlier in this year. Current temperature is 85 degrees, and wind is light out of the southeast. Tomorrow on the show, Monty Tucker with the Tucker Cattle Company will be here. I didn't have any vegetable stands text in today, but I know one. Mine will be over at the Dust Bowl Days at Sayre, and we'll be there after the parade and be there for a couple hours at least till I sell out of vegetables. So if you want some fresh vegetables, just come on over there, and I'll sell you some up. Well, that's a wrap, because I need to get out here and go plant some high gear. So have a great day, and God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Good day, folks. Calvin Wright, First Oklahoma Ag. Let's check the closing markets on Thursday. Live cattle, August, down 70, 119.9.